It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
33 degrees right now. Feels like 24. Going to get up into the low 40s.
Nice.
But we do have a little snow, I guess, showing
awesome.
Up this evening. It will also be snowing tomorrow, but also high in the low 40s. So,
but then I think after that, we crash.
Yeah, we are crashing on Thursday. High of 24 and a 65% chance of snow.
Ow.
So prepare for that.
Yeah.
All right. I went down a rabbit hole last night that I may need some answers to.
Sure.
So I'm sitting on Instagram, you know, pretending like I'm prepping the show, but actually just wasting time.
Mm.
And I was fed a direct ad for a circus.
For a what?
Circus.
Circus?
The circus.
This, like, it's coming to town?
Circus coming to town.
Huh? I thought the circuses were done.
So that's what I said.
Yeah.
I go, that's weird. I didn't think there were circuses anymore.
Hmm.
So then, even more strange, I look closer at the direct ad. This circus is coming to three different rural high schools in our area.
Wait, so they're not going to the Blue Cross?
No, not the Blue Cross Arena.
They're going to do it in a gymnasium.
At a gymnasium of, like, small, super country high schools in our area. And I don't want to say the name of the thing or where they're going to be because I don't know. All right. So I'm like, this is really weird.
This is a downgrade for circuses. Because that used to be, like, when I first moved here, that was, like, a big thing when it came to town. Because I can remember when they took the elephants off the train.
Yeah.
And then they would walk him down Main Street.
It's the only way to get an elephant in.
Right. And that was like a big thing for people to go watch.
Sure.
Is it one of those like aerial show? Like, is it more like, it's a little bit, they call it a circus,
but no
it's
animals.
Not your traditional circus.
No tigers with
like,
the whip.
Not with the clowns, but it's more of like
bear
a
on
show.
A unicycle.
All right. So it is a traditional circus, but there are no animals. So I go down.
So I think they got rid of that because it was so cruel, right?
Well, I don't know if these people could even have animals anyway. So I start going down this rabbit hole because I got to have answers now.
I got to have answers.
How is a circus coming to all these rural high school gyms? So this thing has been around for like 100 years.
Oh. This
particular circus. And like the guy who owns it started working for this circus when he was like a teenager.
That's usually the way it goes. He was a runaway.
But now he's like in his 70s and he runs a circus. And this circus serves as a fundraiser for local high schools.
Okay.
So they come to your high school and they put on like they make the gym look like the circus.
Put a big show on.
And the guy who runs the circus is the ringmaster. And they put on like an hour-long show.
Okay.
And they sell like popcorn and light-up stuff. And that's a circus. So then I'm like, well, what could this circus look like? I'm not going to go, obviously, but I would love to know. So I go on YouTube, and I find video of this circus at local high schools. They only perform in, like, the New York and Pennsylvania area.
Oh,
okay.
And
regional circus.
Yeah.
Due to state laws.
It's like a 90-minute show.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right.
Of just, like, one circle in the middle of the gym.
So you got, like, the trapeze acts and stuff
kind
like that?
Kind of. There's like a swing that they do, and then there's, like, a clown. There's, like, guys on, like,
this doesn't sound impressive.
Well, you got it. You're restricted by the high school gym.
Is it during the day? Like, is this like a get out of class circus? Because I'm all about that.
Yeah. So that's what I want to talk
about.
How
would you make money?
Exactly. I think it's an after school circus.
Okay.
Right? And the way they sell it is like your kids at the school can help with this and you'll raise money.
Gotcha. All right.
That's where my head went, Kimmy.
All right.
Because when we were kids, and I don't know if this is a thing anymore, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, there was an entire industry that relied on being paid by schools to entertain children for no reason during the day.
Oh.
Yeah, some of it was like learning about other cultures and things, you know. It was, there was like a range of people that would come put on like a show or talk to you.
But this is during school.
At an assembly. Yeah.
All right, so I think there's two categories we can break these off to. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You had the traveling straight-up moneymakers.
Mm-hmm.
The roller skating party was one of them.
I don't remember that.
You were too young for roller skating parties?
At the school.
Well, I remember going to like Horizon Fun Effects, and it was like a school function.
Nope. All right, here's what they would do. It was a guy who owned like 1,000 pairs of roller skates.
Yeah, we never did that. So like where they brought it to the gym?
Yes, they brought in like this giant trunk. They would roll off a truck. They'd open it up. He'd rent you roller skates, and he would DJ the thing, and you would roller skate all the way around the gym with their skates. It was like an in-school roller skating party. They then had Santa's Secret Workshop. You remember that one?
Remember that one. I think that still exists.
That sounds like a sweatshop.
No, Santa's Secret Workshop.
It's like a dollar store. store kind of stuff. You could go and buy your family stuff during the day for Christmas.
Such a scam looking back on it, right? Because it only existed to take little kids' money to then put the money in
the
pocket.
Like the dollar table, the $5 table, the $10 table.
Yes. And
you had a wooden side for mom.
But you would be able to get out of class to go buy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought my fifth grade girlfriend, Anaconda Lucy, a ring from the States.
Anaconda Lucy?
Bro, I grew up in Gates, man. They were all Usies at the end. Usies or Ossies. Also, there was the Scholastic Book Fair, same thing where it just existed to take your money.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, again, like, you were getting out of class, so you were all excited. I never bought.
And they get to rip off children.
They really did, because, like, they sold it as, like, this educational thing. I never once bought a book from the Scholastic
Book Fair. Oh, those book fairs?
Yeah. Because, like, they had
posters, pens, any, like, little school accessory.
How about that one dick kid that would have, like, all those books? He's going to read them all, and he would, which sucked.
Oh, you're so smart. Now you're successful. Well, I got 5 different Jim Kelly posters, so who's really the cool one? So once you get past the obvious, like, pyramid schemes taking money from kids, then we come to the performances, and you bring up the weird music groups.
Because
it was never just, like, a rock band that came in and was, like, singing songs about Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah.
It was like,
it'd be like Spanish dancers or, like, you know what I mean? Like, they'd put on like a whole
like a floor show.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like you're in Cuba in the 1950s.
That's exactly what it was. Kimmy, I know there was one that was like famous here around town. They were like African drummers that would wear baggy pants with no shirts. Do you remember them?
I do remember the African drummers.
And you would give them money. It was just a scam. You would stick dollar bills in their pants. No, I'm kidding, you idiot.
I don't know.
I don't know if they would let you stick dollar
bills. We never had stuff like this when I was in school. We had school.
Then there was also a guy who would come around and sing songs about the Erie Canal and Lake Ontario. Do you remember that guy?
It's all blurring together.
God, hold on. I think I can remember the song. Forgive me a second. If we could clean up Lake Ontario, Lake Ontario.
Oh,
Lake
I don't
Ontario,
remember that.
The fish would all jump in the area, and I'd be happy to. I remember the wrong stuff, Kimmy.
Oh.
And then there were the artists. Do you remember the artists that would come around school?
Like painters?
Yes. Yeah, so this kind of feels like a scam, too.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9.
Like at an assembly?
Here's what would happen.
Okay.
On Friday, they would bring in this local artist, and they would introduce him at an assembly, and he would do like, I'm going to paint a picture in front of the whole school, and wow, this is super cool. Then, for the whole week, that person would work on like a big art project for the whole school, so he would be in all of your art classes.
Oh, so he's there all week.
You got it. And
vaguely remember something like this.
Yeah, so every kid.
Probably sold all the teachers weed.
Yeah, because you'd have like an extra art class during the week to go do like a random project.
And everybody would contribute one little art piece of this thing. And then at the end of the week, it would be like this big like mural that would like be on the wall for like 30 years at the school. But now that I'm older, that artist obviously walked to the school, so said, if you give me $5,000, I will do this for you for the week. And then walked out with a check or whatever they would charge as a local artist.
It's easy money.
You got it. And then the final one, and this one I was always jealous, never came to my school, and it still happens. They have a knockoff Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, yeah. They came. Yeah. So what was their names? It sounded like the Globetrotters, but it wasn't.
It's like the Brooklyn Wizards or something.
Yeah. They would have the teachers play the
Brooklyn whoever.
Yeah, because we used to have to MC some of these for the station.
Yeah. So that's another one of those fundraising things where they do one during the school.
Harlem Wizards?
Yes. There you go. There you go. They didn't even
Same bucket of confetti. Yeah,
they didn't even change the
there
borough.
There were also the Harlem Legends. Okay. I don't know
something like that.
But like that's the one I really would have wanted to be a part of, and we never got the Harlem Wizards.
Damn it.
No. I saw they had a poster. I think they're coming to Brighton. There was a poster in the Charbroil. I went to breakfast with my wife a couple weeks ago. We should do that for work.
What do you mean?
Any of these things
No.
Like what?
I mean, it sounds good in theory, but then when we'd have to actually break away to go do it, we wouldn't want to do it.
I don't
want to
watch that stuff now.
Well, hold on. Well, we have weird jobs where we're in early, right?
Yeah.
Like if you worked a regular 9-to-5 like we all used to
have. I got a break from my desk for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the day, you get to go to Santa's Secret Shop and buy fun things like pencils that are shaped like watermelons. Or we get to
Some of them do this stuff like this.
The Harlem Wizards?
No, but more adult.
The circus?
No, but maybe more adult style.
Like what?
I don't know. What?
Yeah, but remember like
booze?
They made us do like improv for like a little bit and we were like, no.
Again, God, that sucked.
But again, we have different jobs. We have fun jobs.
Yeah, but even if I had like a 9-to-5, I wouldn't want to go break away. I
think the novelty of it would wear out pretty quick.
I don't want to do anything I have to participate in, but I'll watch the entertainment.
Okay, that's what I mean. Yeah, I just want to watch the Harlem Wizards or the artist make a painting, okay, or the drumming, the shirtless drumming guys.
I don't know how long I could watch somebody paint.
But, okay, if you're working at Winn-Dixie, you get an hour off to watch someone paint.
Right,
okay.
I mean, but I'd watch anybody do anything.
No, we need NBA halftime shows.
Oh, like Red Panda?
Give me like Quick Change. Give me Red Panda. Give me like some like mascots dunking.
Okay.
Flying through the air. Like that is what I want when it comes to midday entertainment.
No, listen, I'm with you 100%. If you
I don't care. It could be knockoff versions. Yeah. That's fine.
If you're an athletic person that can buy a mascot costume, you can make a fortune doing dunk contests at elementary schools all day. Yeah. Just saying.
So you're all these things you're mentioning, these were all guests on Weeze's show on a Friday. Because I remember they brought in this one guy, this artist one time, and I guess he's fairly famous because he did Woodstock, but he also came here.
Okay.
And he would paint, he would like throw paint at a canvas to music. Mm-hmm. Like let's say it would be Jimi Hendrix.
Gotcha.
And then he would look at this thing and go, it just looks like a mess.
Mm-hmm. And he turned it upside down.
Turned it upside down is Jimi Hendrix.
What? Yep.
Right. Yeah. But like once you're in on it once, you kind of know what's coming here. You know what I mean? Like, so the original like shock and awe is like ruined after the first print.
It
you know
doesn't
what I mean?
Make it not impressive.
It's very impressive, but you're like, you're not, because you don't know where he's going the first time. So like you're kind of invested.
Yeah.
Now like I know this next one's going to be Paul McCartney.
Yeah. But you're still waiting for the reveal.
Yeah,
but, you know, it just
kind of
goes down like that, you know.
252 WCMF, I'm sitting on Instagram last night. I get fed this direct ad for a circus, which is weird because I thought the circus was over.
Yeah.
It turns out this circus is traveling to rural high schools in the greater Rochester area, which I thought was even more weird. So now I got to know more about this. I get hooked. I start watching videos on YouTube of this circus, and it's just a fundraiser that this circus does for themselves in these schools.
Yeah.
And I start, you know, getting into this whole, all the entertainment we used to have in elementary school. Dylan writes us, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, in Dunkirk, we would always have the world's strongest man come in and rip up a phone book in front of the whole school. That would have been awesome.
Right?
That would have been awesome.
That's a thing.
So I do remember there was one assembly we had where it was like, it had to do with like tribes in South America.
Okay.
And they taught you about like the rainforest and the Amazon and stuff.
Right.
But then, like, I remember, like, some kid asked them a question about cannibals, and they were brutally honest about, like, some story that happened.
They ate somebody.
Yeah, and I remember, like, for the rest of my life, I never forgot that moment. Oh. Like, it was almost like, all right, next question. Like,
so, are they cannibals?
We're not taking any more. No, not the people on the stage. Like, not the people talking about it, but they talked about some story, I remember.
Damn.
And I was like, oh, my God, like, people eat. That was the first time I'd ever heard the word cannibal in my life.
Why would you tell that to children?
That's a great question.
I don't know.
So we'll
that was, like, one of those things where I was like, maybe I didn't need to know all the details about what they're talking about.
Well, to your point, there are a few things that seem like good ideas to these schools that end up being terrible ideas.
Mm.
Did you ever get asked to do stand-up at a high school?
I've emceed stuff,
okay,
but not actual stand-ups.
Like during the day, or was it like post, like after hours, school after hours?
Well, for your emceeing,
it was like events that they were doing. Oh. It was mostly after school.
Gotcha.
All right, so I got asked to do, I've been asked to do stand-up, when I was doing stand-up.
So they just wanted you to do your act.
Do my act in a high school, not knowing what my act looked like.
Well, to deter kids from doing comedy. You don't want to end up like this, boy.
So I took one gig for $500 from a local high school who will remain nameless.
Right. Right.
It was like one of their like senior like after prom lock-ins.
Yeah.
And I had to do
This is after prom at night?
It was after prom at night. Well, you know, the best comedy happens after dark. I had to be clean, which I'm not. It was awful. And then from that point forward, I got offers like four more times from high schools that I know. Like some of them wanted me to come like do an assembly during the day.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't do it. Because I knew there was not
the horror show.
Exactly. You did not have enough money for me to go subject myself to that for 45 minutes. Because, you know, look, man, I was also like 18, 19, 20 at the time. I know what those kids, I know what I would do if I'm in that crowd and I'm not dealing with that. Boo!
Oh, yeah.
Boo! 45 minutes of boo!
Just let the booze rain down on you.
Exactly. Well, you can't do crowd work at a high school.
No.
Hey, what up, ugly?
And you also remember as a kid, every time that speaker lost the crowd because they would get more and more angry as the assembly went on.
Oh, and you start yelling at the kids?
And they'd have to scold kids.
Yes.
To your point.
There may or may not
have been
one news anchor locally in particular that I can remember that scolded a couple kids in my class.
Oh, I can't wait till we go to commercial.
Yes.
To Kimmy's point, the best assembly I ever saw in my life was at Aquinas. I was a sophomore in high school. They bring in this guy to talk about drugs.
Yeah.
And this man was over the top.
Scary of the stuff.
He claimed that his life story was the inspiration for the movie North Dallas 40, the football movie. He claims that he was like this superior athlete who got wrapped up in drugs. He got in a car accident because he was like drunk or high behind the wheel. He gets a shot with the Dallas Cowboys and he talk like this. What a joke. He kept saying that over and over.
What a joke.
What a joke. You think you know things? Well, you do. What a joke. And the dude went on for like 90 minutes. And it was like he was on cocaine in that moment, which I guess in retrospect would not have been that crazy.
Yeah.
For the rest of my life, I will remember every word that man said. Not to deter me from doing drugs or drinking, but because of how hard he sold what he was doing. What a joke!
So when I went to that Christian school at the end of my illustrious high school career, they used to bring in these traveling evangelicals. They had to, like, these tent revivals and all that stuff.
Okay.
And it's the same guy. They're just salesmen. And they're just there to scare you and then to have your parents come to this revival that night. And it was always involved the devil getting him out of somebody.
Oh, like, he's going to get the devil out of
somebody. Yeah, so like they would tell a story where this guy was possessed.
Oh.
And then would get the devil out of him. And they would tell you this horrible story. But they would stop right at the end. If you want to hear the rest of the story, you got to come to the revival.
You know what it was?
What a tease.
Turns out it only took Advil the whole time.
Yeah, that's nothing. Just a little indigestion.
After last night, the first round of the NFL playoffs are over.
All right.
There's one team moving on and one team going home. We also now know where the Bills will be playing on Saturday.
Good.
And how the Bills do on Saturday, whether or not they are going on to the next round or staying home, will now determine, most likely, how much football you will be enjoying, end of sentence, this weekend.
Yep. Right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers took on the Houston Texans, the last game of the wild card round of the playoffs, and it ended with a 30-6 loss.
Wait, 30-6?
The Houston Texans scored 23 points in the fourth quarter. It was a 7-6 game going into the fourth quarter.
And they just stomped on them.
You got it. So the funniest part of last night, that may have been Aaron Rodgers' last ever game in the NFL.
So he may retire and just call it.
I don't know why he'd come back at this point.
Well, we've been saying that for 2 years. But yes, it's possible. So his final pass last night was a game-sealing pick six in the fourth quarter.
Oh. Oh, no.
Not even just a pick. Pick six.
Yeah.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
If that was indeed Aaron Rodgers' last ever NFL pass, the parallels now between him and Brett Favre are like goosebumps spooky.
Yeah.
Really?
You have two.
Well, we still got his retirement to go. We'll see how that shakes out.
But, like, if you look at these guys side by side now,
yeah.
you have two Green Bay Packer legends
who
will be Hall of Famers.
Super Bowl winners.
Both won one Super Bowl for them. They then bounced around to two different teams.
Both went to the Jets.
You got it. They both went to the Jets.
Yeah.
And they both ended their careers on picks in the playoffs.
Oh, really?
Brett Favre's last ever throw was an overtime interception when he played for the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC Championship game.
Oh.
It is, like, uncanny stuff, man. All right, so Steelers are gone. Texans move on. The Texans play the Patriots on Sunday. And we now know your Buffalo Bills are headed to Denver Saturday, 4:30 kickoff.
Ooh, nice.
That will be the first game of the weekend. Is that what we wanted?
The first game of the weekend?
Well, you want it because you just want to get it out of the way.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And I like the 4:30 games.
Why?
It's cocktail hour. It's nice.
Every hour for you is cocktail hour.
Well, technically,
you've made
yes.
that argument for multiple times.
1 o'clock, cocktail hour. 4:30, cocktail hour. London game, cocktail hour.
Yeah, sun never sets on cocktail hour.
I don't love that it's Saturday just because you're traveling on a short week.
Okay.
But, I mean, if we're going to have it Saturday, I do like the earlier spot.
I'm talking just from a watching perspective.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, from a fan's point of view.
Okay.
I like to get it over with early.
Wait, bad or sucks, good.
I like to like have some time to process it instead of like having that late spot where you got to go to bed angry or excited. Either way, you're not sleeping.
Well, okay, so it's less time you have to sit around and wait, right?
Mm-hmm.
We as Bills fans will know first if our team is moving on or going home. And I didn't think about that, but you're right. The later the game, either the adrenaline from the anger or the excitement will keep you awake.
Kills your bedtime.
You got it. I mean, but here's the thing. On a Saturday night, though, that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, doesn't matter so much, but still.
I got to say, I am surprised the Bills are the 4:30 game.
I thought it made sense because the other two were West Coast teams.
Okay.
Seattle and
San Francisco.
Yeah.
I get the whole time zone thing. But when it comes to a game that people care more about nationally, maybe I'm biased because we're here. I would have thought that Josh Allen versus Bo Nix was a way more interesting matchup, like I said yesterday, than Sam Darnold versus Brock Purdy. Because I'm pretty sure that Sam Darnold and Brock Purdy are the same guy.
Okay.
Has anyone ever seen Sam Darnold and Brock Purdy in the same room together?
I have not.
They're both boring, dorky-looking white guys. Right?
So there's only two East Coast teams in the playoffs. It's us and the Patriots.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's either Central or West.
Yeah.
So maybe they're
time zone facts.
No, so they're going to cater more to the West Coast.
Oh, no, they always cater to the East Coast. There's the East Coast bias in sports. There's way more people watching.
It doesn't look like it.
Well, I'm telling you, man, like it's a known fact that you double the sports audience on the East Coast than you do on the West Coast. So
when do the Patriots play?
So the Patriots are – could you look that up? It is on
the
Sunday.
Early game Sunday?
So they're a 1 o'clock.
Oh, no, are they – hold on. Let's see.
Kimmy's on it.
So you got to be rooting for the Patriots to beat – Houston to take on the Patriots because it looks like Houston's got the better defense.
So let's talk about that for a second. The phone number is 252-WBCMF, 252-9263.
They're the 3 o'clock game Sunday.
Okay. I would love to see the Patriots, not to get ahead of everything.
Well, because you just want to kick their ass.
I do. But you have a team in New England that knows you very, very well.
Yeah.
You have a team that you've split against this year. Kimmy, would you rather go to New England for an AFC Championship game or go to Houston for an AFC Championship game?
I mean, Houston's defense right now looks pretty scary.
Statistically, the Patriots' defense is right behind Houston's defense.
Said the Patriots haven't played anybody, and you saw what happened to Jacksonville when they hadn't played anybody.
No, you're right.
So let me ask you this, though. Has Josh Allen ever beat Houston in Houston?
No.
Yeah.
You had the wild card playoff game, you had the game in Houston last year, and then the game in Houston this year. Yeah. I think those are the only three
times. So he's winless in Houston.
But he was also winless in road playoff games up until Sunday.
Okay.
I mean, this is a year of exercising demons. I think I would rather go to New England, but that has less to do with competitive stuff. I am nervous about going back to Houston.
Yeah.
Right? So would you rather
I would think the Patriots.
You would rather go to New England too, Kimmy?
I think so. I think it's tough either way. It's gonna be hard either way. Here's the thing. I think that they're a better matchup against the Patriots. However, I don't want that stress.
No way, that would be you and I could not.
I hate the Patriots probably more than any other team in any sport ever. So I think like for me, it's just too much pressure. But it's too much stress.
To end that season after all their fans if they do? Who are you? Get out of my face.
It's going to hurt a lot more, put it that way.
For God's sakes, 252-WCMF, your Buffalo Bills are playing Saturday 4:30 against the Denver Broncos in the divisional round of the playoffs. It's the first game of the weekend. Does how this Bills game go dictate whether or not you will watch any more football for the week?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if your team loses, I'm guessing your interest goes way down.
Well,
you may watch it, but you don't care the outcomes of the other games because you're not playing anybody.
Well, but I don't know if I'm a psycho because like it has nothing to do with like scouting for the next week or whatever.
Yeah.
When the Bills lose, I want no more football until the Bills play again.
Oh,
like when
I'm like that with the Bills win or lose.
I know you got one game in.
Yeah, that's it.
I got one game, guys. It's the most popular sport in America. Everybody
one and done. I give it the one game.
No, like the one thing that sucks about this is if things unfortunately go bad for the Bills this weekend, I will not watch the late game. I will not watch any games on Sunday.
I'm surprised because your whole life downstairs is football.
No, I know.
What are you going to watch, the Sabres?
It makes me hate football.
It does.
Especially like stakes
once
like that.
Once it's over, it's like, I don't care anymore.
I mean, I can have it as background. Like, is this there?
Like the last two, it's been good the last 2 years because when the Bills lost their game, they were the last game of the weekend each time.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, okay, I can have a palate cleanser for the week and then go back to watch football again. If things do not go well on Saturday, I'm not watching anymore.
Well,
so you tap out.
I'm out. See, I always find a team to root against once that happens. So it used to be the Chiefs. Now maybe it'll be the Patriots, you know, if they get knocked out early.
Well, I mean, look, I know if Buffalo's out, it's anybody but the Patriots.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody's my favorite team but the Patriots.
That's what I mean. Like, I always pick, like, it's not that I pick a team to root for. I always pick a team to root against once we get to this point.
All right, good call. You know, the other funny thing is if the Bills win this game on Saturday, I will do nothing but watch football for the rest of the weekend, because when the Bills win, all I want to do is consume all of the football content possible.
Okay.
I have not stopped watching and listening to football stuff since the Bills won that game on Sunday.
So you're listening to all the sports radio crap?
Yeah, I've been listening to sports radio all day for the last 2 days.
I don't know how you do it,
man. Bro, it's awesome.
It's the worst.
It's awesome. Not only do you get to hear great things said about the Bills and Josh Allen, you get to hear like every other fan be miserable, which I take deep joy in for some reason.
All right, you get a little satisfaction.
Might be a monster. 252 WCMF, the Bills, 4:30 on Saturday, the first playoff game of the weekend. You know, we're looking ahead because we don't play for this team. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Patriots play the Texans. Tommy had asked, do you want to go to Houston or do you want to go to New England?
You said you already played the best defense you're going to see, which was Jacksonville.
Well, no. The best defense you're going to see is Houston.
Well, you said it was Jacksonville.
No, I said the best team you are going to see is Jacksonville. Oh. Houston has a hard time scoring points.
Oh.
They scored 2 defensive touchdowns last
time. All right.
252 WCMF, let's talk to Brad. Hey, Brad, how are you, buddy?
Warren Duffy, how are you?
Good, what's up?
I want Buffalo to play New England also for 2 reasons. 1, I think we can beat them again. And 2, if we do play them and beat them, it will knock their fans back down to perspective that they aren't back and they aren't taking over the AFC or the AFC East. They played nobody this past year, and they're going to be knocked into perspective next year when they play that first-place schedule.
Knocked into perspective.
And we also have one of the hardest schedules next year as well with the 2 other divisions we play.
Sure, sure.
But it would be great to go to the Super Bowl by beating New England and knocking their fans and that team back down into perspective.
Look, I'm with you 100%, buddy. Thanks for the call, Brad. Have a good rest of the day. Patriots, we're about to find out what the Patriots are.
Okay.
And here's why.
With this Houston game?
I mean, speaking of the fans, I don't know if you caught the game. Did they play Sunday? Sunday, right?
Bills.
No, the Patriots.
Patriots play.
Was it Sunday night? I'm totally blanking.
They played on Sunday.
They played Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday night.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember if it was Saturday.
Now you got
Sunday.
Me double questioning myself.
Yeah, it was a
but
Sunday
like
night.
The MVP chance for Drake May when your team has scored 6 points is by far the wildest thing I've ever heard.
Did he have 3 fumbles in that game?
I don't know. I just know they hadn't scored a touchdown yet, and everybody's like, MVP.
When they went like 16-3 or something like
that? It was a 16-3 game. Like I'm so mad at Justin Herbert, the quarterback of the Chargers.
That's disappointing.
You held the Patriots to 16 points in their own house, and you couldn't get the freaking win, you monsters. All right. So we know that the Patriots have had not only one of the softest schedules in the NFL this season.
Yeah.
Historically, it was one of the softest schedules in the history of the NFL. History of the NFL. The Patriots are about to see back-to-back 2, no matter what happens, you're going to have the Houston Texans defense, which is absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
And then you're either going to have to go to Denver to play a 13-win Broncos team, or Buffalo's going to come to your house, who's already beaten you in a very embarrassing fashion in your own house.
Like, yeah.
You got a gauntlet, a big-ass gauntlet coming.
It should be fun.
I'm excited about
Come on.
As long as the Bills win on Saturday.
Well, yeah.
Because if they don't, I'm not watching.
I'm going to turn my back on you guys.
Well, no, just the Reds, not the Bills. I'll never turn my back
on the NFL.
Yeah, that one. All right, let's take a break. This might be the discussion we need in the greater Rochester area.
What's that?
Well, Tommy, as we build more and more houses further and further out into the country, we're coming across more and more wildlife.
Yeah, we are.
Wildlife that if you're on social media, you know people like to F with.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that here in New York, we're on a bad run when it comes to our safeties and these animals we're describing. And this is a story that could change how that is all going. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. New York State has some of the most human deaths due to animals in America.
Which is insane, because that should be like the South.
I agree with you.
Because the South has got so much stuff that can F you up.
I was also very surprised by this.
Yeah, I mean, they literally have things that are called man-eaters.
Whoa, here she comes. Thank you. As a state, New York is ranked 10th in America for most deaths due to human interaction with wild animals. And that's over the last 20 years. We have had 124 deaths caused by animals.
So this isn't like, I was thinking like car accidents.
Nope.
This is purely... I'm physically interacting with an animal on my own.
That
no vehicle involved.
You got it.
I'm going out of my way to do
this. A good mauling.
Yeah, this is not a deer car accident where someone unfortunately
We're talking claws and fangs, baby.
Claws and fangs, one of my favorite all-girl podcasts. So what we don't have in this list is which animals are the ones that are causing the most harms to human in New York State. 252-WCMF. What is the most dangerous animal we have in the greater Rochester area?
Well, I mean, it would the biggest one would have to be the black bear.
Do we have them around us, though?
I mean, every once in a while we get a sighting.
Black bear?
Black bear.
Black bear?
Then you got your coyote.
All right, can a coyote kill a human being?
Well, I guess it can F you up.
Have we ever heard of that happening, though?
No, we had that woman in Brighton that was a coyote.
Fox. It was a fox.
It was a fox. That's not
right?
a fox. That's
but let's say it's got rabies or something like that.
But that but this would have to result in death, right? Like this is
also deer can F you up.
When's the last time you heard of someone being killed by a deer outside of it was a car accident?
I don't know, but if you got hit, I mean, if you pissed off a male deer with that rack, it tears into your ass.
Do we?
Again, my second favorite all women podcast.
What's that?
That rack tears into your ass.
I don't know. I outside of that, we do have rattlesnakes.
I was gonna say, do we have like poisonous things that people don't think are poisonous because of it being here?
We got snapping turtles, but those are...
Snapping, what's it going to do? Bite you in the heart?
It might hurt, but I don't think it's going to kill you.
I mean, rattlesnake can F you up.
Can a rattlesnake kill you?
If you don't get treated,
okay. How many rattlesnakes do we have?
Well, we used to have a ton. So that guy ran them out.
Yeah. Remember, what was his name?
Rattlesnake Pete.
Yeah.
But I thought, like, around, like, Letchworth and stuff, there's still, like, rattlesnakes in those areas.
Okay, I mean, I guess it's very... Yeah, you're probably right. I remember hearing this story. But I can't remember the last story. I'm knocking on wood. That we've had in the greater Rochester area, and we've done this show 15 years, where someone was straight up killed in hand-to-hand interaction.
Combat.
Yeah, well, not combat.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
With a wild animal. Like.
So we do have a few different rattlesnakes here.
Okay. And those are all poisonous?
Timber rattlesnake, yep. The largest venomous snake. Let's see. The eastern Mississauga rattlesnake.
Mississauga?
Comes out of Toronto.
No, it comes out of Mississauga. How long do I have
copperheads?
If I get bit by a rattlesnake, how long do I have before I'm dead?
Where are you bit?
My foot.
Hey, all
right,
can you move it?
Yeah.
Hey, you're fine. I have no idea.
Well, no,
I'm guessing, like, I would think.
How do we not know that if we have these here?
I would think, like, within an hour, you probably should go
don't
get checked.
Don't say that. No.
No,
do not listen to this man. Do not listen to this man.
Because you got poison in you.
Kimmy is coming to look to find. Okay.
You'll get paralysis.
Mark writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. I work with timber rattlesnakes. We have never had a rattlesnake death ever in New York.
Okay, it says 6 to 48 hours, so I don't.
Oh, yes,
that's a wide range.
Well, no, don't go see a movie. Go right to the hospital.
You should seek medical help within 60 minutes.
You could, you know, do your laundry and everything.
Look, I got bit by this rattlesnake, but I got Uber Eats coming. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So, again, we as a state rank 10th in America for most deaths due to animal over the last 20 years. And, again, this is not like car accident. This is interaction, physical interaction with animals.
You know what I'm not thinking of?
What's that?
Sharks.
Okay, so
I
have in front of me the three animals nationally, to your point, that are responsible for the most human deaths. Do you want to tell me what number one is?
I'm going to stick with my shark.
No, it is not shark.
Mosquito.
No, we're not in Africa.
No, you can die from mosquitoes.
Yes, you can. It's actually the deadliest animal on the planet.
How many Americans die from mosquitoes? No, I know that mosquitoes will kill you. I'm saying that.
All right, I'm going to stick with shark.
No, I said no already, you
idiot. Okay, well, that's my answer.
Kimmy, not mosquito. You want to take another
tick.
One? Oh, my God. Brown bears are number one.
Oh.
Okay.
Sharks are number two, and snakes were number three.
That's nationally?
This is nationally.
Okay.
So, but here's the thing. Outside of those, we have brown bears, but they don't kill anybody around here, knock on wood.
Yeah. Do we have brown bears? I thought we had black bears.
We have black bear or brown bear?
I think brown bears are like...
Okay, maybe we do. So we don't have brown bears.
Maybe
so
we got them both.
So we don't have brown bear, and we don't have sharks. So we only have snakes.
Yes, we have sharks. We have a coastline.
Right. I meant in the greater Rochester
area. Oh.
You got sharks in Lake Ontario? Dumbass. So listen to the damn show you're on. How many sharks kill people off the coast of New York?
Around 4th of July? A lot.
Kimmy, can you Google how many shark deaths we've had in New York State? Thank you. Like you love to get all wrapped up. You sit here and you go, no big deal. And then we start having a conversation and you get so wrapped up in this stuff. Right? You're like a kid who had a jolt cola. Ooh, sharks will kill you. Timber rattlesnakes will kill you. Ticks will kill you. Mosquitoes will kill you. Watch out. Brown bear's going to steal your family.
I respect.
Now he's raising your kids. You're paying child support to the brown bear and your kids.
Probably wearing your robe.
I got fur all in this inside of my robe. The good news.
What's the good news?
As sad as anyone dying this way would be, on average, 6 people a year dying in New York State due to wild animals.
Oh, that's not, I mean, we're what, 18 million, 20 million?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not only in general, but compared to the rest of the states on this list. Okay. In the top three states that have, in 20 years, animal deaths, two of them were close to 300. The number one state was over 500 deaths over the last 20 years.
500?
Can you tell me what that state is?
Alaska?
No. Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
What was the animal? I'm sorry.
No. The state with the most deaths due to wild animals. Oh. It's over 500 over the last 20
years. I said Alaska.
It was not Alaska.
I'm just going to go high population. California.
Not bad. California was second at 299. Okay. Florida came in third at 247.
Gators.
Your number one deadliest wild animal state
is? Well,
it's
got to be the biggest state. Texas.
Texas, son. Because everything's bigger in Texas.
That's right.
How do they double California, though?
They got a lot of stuff down there.
So does California.
Yeah, a lot of outdoorsmen, real men, rugged men.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No. You been to Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't a lot of rugged men in Austin.
Yeah, but Austin isn't really Texas.
Well, I mean, it is. It's where all the podcasters went to. Yeah, Jimmy, yeah. I'm a real man. I'm in my air-conditioned studio. We don't even have air conditioning here. That's got to be all poisonous snakes in Texas.
Well, don't forget, again, like, it's got everything. It's got a long coastline, so you've got sharks, and you've got all that wildlife. So, and it's vast.
But again.
And they got a ton of rattlesnakes. Did you ever drive up when you were doing stand-up from, like, Mexico coming back up, like, through San Antonio?
No, I never got that south.
So the rest stops there say, beware of rattlesnakes.
Oh.
Like, when you go into the restrooms.
No kidding.
Look for rattlesnakes because
they go in
there and hide, you know, for warmth and stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, the worst part, they're not even going to bite you. They're going to ask you for a dollar.
Yeah.
And you try and give it to them. They got no hands. What are we doing here? Then he bites you because he's frustrated. There are also three states that have had no people die due to animal interaction in the past two decades.
Sissy state.
Can you name those three states?
The states where nobody died?
Nobody has died in the last 20 years due to animal interaction in these three states. Can you name them?
Well, it's not in the South.
Idaho.
Idaho, no.
No, that's mountains, man.
Mountains.
I'm thinking a soft eastern East Coast state.
Hit me.
Rhode Island.
That was three.
Little softy boys.
That was three.
But you still have the coast there.
Little Rhode Island.
Well, no, she's right. You could get eaten by sharks on Rhode Island.
Yeah, but they didn't pass. They didn't want you.
Kimmy?
Better eating's up there in Boston.
What about Vermont?
Nope. Oh. Delaware was one.
Okay. Oh, wow.
North Dakota was one.
Wait, North Dakota?
And Rhode Island. I was very surprised by North Dakota,
man, that's
too.
Like outdoor central.
You're right. But they also seem like those are people, it's so outdoors, they know how to deal with these
animals. True.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, what's unique about California, New York, Texas is,
again,
they're
diversified.
And we have sprawl.
Yeah.
Right? You have people that aren't used to living in these, you know, rural areas that are now all of a sudden in these rural areas where if you grew up in North Dakota, even the most populated area, it's a lot of outdoorsy people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, Bismarck is about the size of Greece.
Yeah.
Like 100,000 people,
and
maybe.
Not even close to the same amount of Italians.
No.
Doesn't even make sense.
Good luck finding one.
So maybe the idea here isn't the amount of population, the amount of animals, and where people are moving to.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the knowledge of what you're supposed to do around those animals.
Yeah. Just leave them alone.
Exactly.
Being aware.
Yes.
Don't feed them.
Because if North Dakota has had zero animal deaths in the last 20 years, and they are an extremely rural state, it tells me that they're just educated on how to deal with these things. Unfortunately, it would be almost impossible to educate everyone in New York State on how to deal with wild animals because even the state is so big, you get different wild animals in different parts of the state.
Yeah. So true.
Like we were asking, again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, which were the most dangerous animals in New York State with us being 10th in America for animal face-to-face deaths.
Yeah.
Dalton writes.
What does Dalton say?
We have black. Why is Johnny Cash?
I don't know, Dalton.
We have black bears, some bigger full-grown moose. They all roam around the Adirondacks.
Well, I didn't even know we got moose.
Neither did I. We have moose in New York?
It's got to be way up
New York moose?
New York moose. That's a New York moose!
But is that attacking you? I mean,
well,
I feel
sure
like we would have
get it into you.
Well, the things are enormous.
But I think you would have heard of a moose death.
Yeah,
in
you
York.
Would. That would be huge.
The moose would be huge. No, the point I'm making, whether or not the moose kills you,
is deadly.
From one tip of New York to the other tip of New York, you have New York City that has no animals, but a shark can eat you. Mm. You have the Adirondacks where you have giant bears and giant moose. You have us where, we have bears every once in a while, but outside of a bobcat sighting, there's nothing that's going to like maul you to death.
All right.
Right? So, like, depending on where you are in New York State, you can't even have like a statewide curriculum of here's what to do to stay safe around these animals.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
We're very diversified with our animals.
So I think that makes it harder to educate.
Yeah, probably. So here's the education.
What?
Leave it alone.
Well,
don't feed it. Don't pet it. If it's hurt, it'll figure it out or another animal will come and eat it.
Okay.
Just leave it alone.
But sometimes you don't have a choice.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
You could just walk by. There's no law that says you got to save a deer. There's no law that says you're going to save a bird. Leave it alone. That's the food chain.
Okay.
That's a buffet for some other. If you save an animal, that other animal don't get to eat.
Can I tell you a story?
What? Right. I'd love a good story.
You know, I live out in Henrietta.
Yeah.
Like way, I'm out.
You're right on the edge.
You got some wildlife out there.
Yes, oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, I do. My brother's been over my house several times. So I'm on the corner of Scottsville and Rush.
Yeah.
Right there in Henrietta.
The triangle.
So during COVID, I bought a bike. Mountain bike.
Yeah.
I just want to get out of the house.
Yeah, get in shape. You're training.
And there's all these trails that go out down the Genesee River.
Yeah.
Like, you know, under trees and stuff like that. So I'm like, it was a beautiful sight. You know, it's summertime, yeah. Whatever. I'm enjoying
get
it.
Get after it, man.
And I'm out away from everything.
Mm-hmm.
There are no houses I can see anywhere.
Mm.
And as I'm on this trail, which is all woods around me, I hear these noises in the bushes. Mm-hmm. And they sound like growls. And I don't know if it's a growl or not, right? But I realize that sounds like a bear.
Okay.
And if I was running out here, I would be effed if that bear, if that's what it
you
is.
You could still be effed on that bicycle.
But yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I would not have tried to eff with anything.
Oh, no.
But if that was a bear, true, and it's just decided.
You're not going to go looking.
Exactly.
Find out. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I grew up in Gates, right on the line of the 19th Ward. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yes.
Right? And I didn't eff with anything. I was just here.
Yeah.
So that could have killed. I would have been one of these people.
All right.
So shut up. And by the way, you talk an awful lot of crap for a town that had a bear wandering through it a couple of years ago.
And I didn't F with it. I didn't feed it.
Bro,
I went the other way.
We have audio of you effing with an art. Look at that one in the backyard. That's a big boy.
Oh, that fox was huge.
A big old fox.
They are beautiful.
Calm down, you fox perv.